Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you downloaded us from. This is the A segment, 959A to be specific. It's the latest medical news of the week, but especially what it means to you so you can avoid living shorter than you otherwise were. And what I mean by that is you should age as slowly as you can, because maybe a great age reboot is coming. But in the meantime, you can really slow your rate of aging. Let's talk about the news this week. Do you know your cardio fitness level and why you should? We'll talk about that. 958B was, in fact, Dr. Yamamoto talking about how you can prevent a stroke, and part of that is by knowing your fitness level. Toxic pond algae is killing dogs. It's been really bad this year. Still bad because of the runoff and the hotter weather than normal in some parts of this country. What do you do if your dog is going in there and into the pond, and how to prevent the dog getting sick? Heavy metal toxicity, where does that come from? And air pollution may be as harmful to your lungs as smoking cigarettes, a study finds. This is really scary to me because we can all avoid cigarettes, but it's much tougher to avoid air pollution. Tight blood pressure control, save aging brains both from stroke and from dementia. Middle-aged hearing loss, get it fixed because it's tied to dementia. It's another one of those things that you can prevent dementia with. We talked about the study last week, 958A, that five things, healthy diet, down on the alcohol to a half a drink at most a day, avoiding tobacco, having cognitive friends, that is talking and having a cognitive activity and doing 30 minutes of exercise, well, tight blood pressure control further decreases your risk of dementia, and getting your hearing fixed and making sure you can hear, another way of decreasing your risk of dementia. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs increase cardiovascular disease in osteoarthritic patients. They use it, and it and aspirin seem to antagonize each other. Big problem. Don't take non-steroidals if you're taking aspirin, and if you are taking, if you do have osteoarthritis, try just going to bigger doses of aspirin. Talk to your doctor about that. We used to do that all the time. You still can do it. E-cigarette use and vaping triples the use of marijuana smoking in teenagers. So talk to your teenager not about not vaping and not e-cigarette use, both of those associated with severe lung disease in about 100 people recently. Studies are ongoing why that is. Maybe it is lung youngs are more vulnerable, but in any case, whatever it is in the e-cigarettes and vaping products, there's something that can cause very bad lung disease. And the FDA is proposing graphic pictures like used in Australia and Great Britain and some other countries that decreased by about 50% cigarette usage by being on the packs.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, Go to PersonaNutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at PersonaNutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
More than half of younger patients skip or quit blood pressure medicine. That's about as bad a story as I can have. If you're on a blood pressure medicine, check, get a home blood pressure monitor. Make sure you're 120 over 80 or less. 115 over 75 is ideal, but don't stop taking your blood pressure medicines. Fast food joints in your neighborhood, yeah, your heart rate attack rates are likely to go up. What do? Make sure you avoid the fast food restaurants. Find Roots Home without them. And virtual reality does relieve pain. So, do you know your cardiovascular fitness level? Do a maximum test if your doc allows you. See how fast your heart rate comes down. If it comes down 68 beats per minute in a two-minute period after your maximum exercise and maximum heart rate, then you're maximally fit. If it doesn't, you can get more fit by doing high-intensity training. Talk to your doc and fitness professional about doing it. But this is important. Decrease stroke, decrease heart attack, decrease everything, even dementia, and even cancer by doing that. So get as fit as you can. That's the thought now. Now, how good are the data? Well, the data are very good at preventing heart attack and stroke by having a more fit body. Not as good with dementia and less good with cancer, but all of those are pretty strong. Toxic algae pond killing dogs, what do? Get a leash. Don't let your dog run, because the dog's natural thing in warm weather is to go into a pond and lap it up and then lap up the algae off their body. That's toxic. It has blue-green algae is a neurotoxin. That means it kills your brain cells. It stops them from functioning. It actually is a antagonist of sodium transport, so it stops them from functioning, seizures, fits, and lack of drive to breathe. So what do? If get a leash, and if they run into the pond or get into the pond, spray them with hose water as fast as you can, because this will be absorbed as they lap themselves up. It's even somewhat absorbed through skin. So that's toxic algae is making a run at all of us. Heavy metal toxicity, not so much. It's mainly lead, mercury. Those are the heavy metals. And it causes things like headache, mental health problems, heart, infertility, kidney and bone damage. It's arsenic is the other one that is in some baby cereals, especially those with rice. Lead, cadmium, aluminum, I didn't mention, and chromium. Basically, you can, it's very hard to get enough exposure if you aren't directly poisoned with them. Air pollution. This is a very interesting study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. About 3 parts per billion in ground-level ozone is like smoking a pack of cigarettes for 29 years. That's how bad it is if you live in that. And there are cities now, Chicago, Los Angeles, Baltimore, St. Paul, Minnesota, New York City, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where there is that much ozone routinely, especially in summer. So the World Health Organization thinks air pollution is causing 7 million premature deaths, 400,000 in the United States, second only to cardiovascular disease. So we've got to do something seriously about air pollution. What can you do? Live further from a freeway and avoid going outside on those real hot days where ozone is common. This is also part of the education that the American Academy of Dermatology hopes you have of avoid going outside. Blood pressure control, get it down below 120 over 80. Don't be foolish and stop your blood pressure medicine, as a whole bunch of people did. In this study, young people especially are stopping it. Middle-aged hearing loss is linked to dementia. So if you start having a problem with hearing, make sure you get help and can hear. That's something I, as a guy, am really worried about, because all of us listened to too loud band music as we were growing up, that's a problem. Nonsteroidals, if you got osteoarthritis, try and get to other medicines than nonsteroidals, anti-inflammatory, even higher dose aspirin. You can go to 16 a day with a lot of glasses of warm water before and after. If you can tolerate it, that may be better. Talk to your osteoarthritis specialist. That's one of the things we learned. An epilepsy specialist, an osteoarthritis specialist, increase the length of life of you and your joints. E-cigarette use and vaping triples the use of pot for kids, and the potted kids who get pot before age 26 in guys, 21 in women, end up with brain dysfunction because of that. Unfortunately, too many of them do. Fast food joints in the neighborhood, figure out a way of getting around them, because they are associated. Just having a fast food joint in the neighborhood is associated with you going there and getting, if you will, heart disease. And the special thing, we learned that that aromatherapy is helpful for pain, especially in pediatrics. Well, so is virtual reality. So learn virtual reality and aromatherapy, and maybe you can avoid getting opioids. That's the section of B section for this week. That is 959B is going to be about opium. That's right. We have a great guest, if you will, talking. John Halpern is going to talk to us about the book Opium, and it is How an Ancient Flower Shaped and Poisoned Our World. That's 959B. I'm looking forward to that interview. I haven't done it yet, so I can't tell you how good it is, but looking at the book, I'll bet it's a sensational interview, because John Halpern knows a lot. Opium, O-P-I-U-M, is the book, 959B. In the meantime, Randall, thank you for great engineering. And thank you who downloaded us. Tell your friends about us. The A segments are always the latest medical news of the week. The B are, of course, great guests. Last week was Dr. Yamamoto. You can prevent a stroke. The week before, do cells recognize and repair sunlight? And how do they do that? And my favorite of the last couple weeks is the one by Catherine Eben, Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom and How the FDA's Been Fooled, and 958B, Dr. Marwan Saba, author of Fighting for My Life, a story about how you can prevent dementia. Fighting for My Life by Dr. Sabah, S-A-B-B-A-G-H. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week with another wonderful guest and another medical news of the week. Thank you for listening.